From Hollywood, Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet and teeth that sparkle presents the Mel Blanc Show with Mary Jane Croft, Joe Kearns, Hans Conried, the Sportsman, our guest star, Bert Gordon, the Mad Russian, Victor Miller and his orchestra, and starring Mel Blanc!
No business, I know business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow.
Nowhere could you get that happy feeling
when you are stealing that extra bar. There's no people like show people, they smile when they are low.
Yesterday they told you you were not so far.
Tonight you open and there you are.
Next day on your dressing room they found the star.
Let's go on with the show.
Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold. Still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
Well, you've come back from a vaudeville show.
Let's go on with the show.
There's plenty of excitement today in Mel Blanc's Fix-It Shop. Mel's running the local community chess drive, which is having a big affair tonight in the local auditorium. Right now, he's being interviewed by Willie Murdoch, a reporter for the town newspaper.
Gee, Willie, it sure is nice of you to write a story about me.
Well, that's all right, Mel. Now, let me take some notes. Tell me something about yourself, Mel.
Oh, nothing ever happens to me.
Mm-hmm. Led a very interesting life. Then what happened to you, Mel?
Well, when I was 16, I went to work in a candy factory. I was in the chocolate-covered nougats department. I put in the nougats. You see, somebody poured the chocolate, I put in the nougats. Somebody poured the chocolate, I put in the nougats. Then I was promoted.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody else put in the nougats, and I poured the chocolate. Well, one year of that, and I developed a sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Sadie, and I almost married her.
You almost married her?
Yes.
And narrow escape from disaster. And then became a big executive in an oil company.
Hey, look, Willie, you're not taking down anything I say.
Mel, if I put the story in your way, who would buy the paper?
I would.
You would. Mel, who else is helping you on the community chess affair?
Well, there's my helper, Zuki.
Zuki?
Yeah, he's at Mr. Colby's house right now, trying to round up some refreshing.
Well, what do you want, Zuki?
A case of soda, You got any chairs?
Sit down, Zuki. I'll be glad to help.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Colby. Hey, you know, this is a big job for Mel.
Yes, and I'm afraid it's too big for him. After all, Mel is just a little potato, but he is a sweet boy.
Yeah, he's kind of like a little sweet potato.
Well, what do you suppose Mel would like, Zuki?
Can you bake a cake?
Not very well, Zuki.
Oh, it's easy. You see, you take some complete flour, you take a quart of the meat, two eggs. You buy one in the bakery.
How would you like it if I brought some assorted pies?
I could go for that.
Oh, wait, here comes my daughter Betty.
I could go for that. Tommy, I like pies.
Hello, Zuki.
Hello.
Well, you're all screwed up today, aren't you, Zuki?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to look good tonight.
Zuki, I never noticed it before, but you're handsome.
Hey, You know, Betty, you have a nice well, I love you. You got a very cute little name. I love you. Oh, this South America, don't take it away.
Betty, Mel sends Zuki over for some refreshments for the community chest affair tonight.
Oh, gosh, Father, I have a whole box full of stuff I prepared. I meant to tell you about it.
Oh, gee, Betty, you're sweet. No wonder Mel is so crazy about you.
Is he really, Zuki?
Oh, yeah. Mel is so crazy about you that when he goes to sleep, he doesn't count sheep jumping over the fence. He counts you.
You mean he counts me jumping over a fence?
Yeah. Last night he was counting, and all of a sudden he ran out for some bandages.
What was the matter?
He said you tripped. Yeah, thanks for everything. We're waiting to see the entertainment tonight.
Entertainment?
Yeah. We got a special guest coming to help us out. What else can tell you who? You see, I wrote a play especially for the occasion. Thanks.
You wrote a play all by yourself?
Yeah, that's right, Betty.
Well, is it good?
Good. It's sensational. It's colossal. Wait till you hear it.
You Colgate tooth powder keeps smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it each night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Your romance will be a burst of bubble if you have that breath of trouble. Do you think you could be a victim of this breath of trouble? I mean, unpleasing breath? Why not be on your guard? Just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Well, a full moon has brought a lovely evening to Mel Blanc's little town. Perfect weather for the community chest benefit, and everybody has turned out. Right now, Mel is milling through the crowd, greeting all his friends. Well, there he is now, talking to Mr. Cushing, the president of Mel's local lodge, the ancient order of benevolent zebras.
Hello, Mel. Ugga-ugga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga.
Oh, greetings, mighty potentate. Ugga-ugga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga.
It's a wonderful party, Mel. Wonderful. Oh, thank you. I want you to meet my wife.
Ugga-ugga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga. Likewise, I'm sure.
Say, Mel, the refreshments are wonderful.
Good.
All except that chocolate layer cake. That's terrible.
Oh, but Mr. Cushing...
It's almost impossible nowadays to get cement, and a woman has to use it to fill a cake.
Oh, but Mr. Cushing...
You know, I pity the poor guy that has to stand for that cooking day in and day out.
Mr. Cushing...
Who baked it, anyway?
Your wife.
Well, I gotta be going. I want to go to the boo.
Hello, Mel.
Ugga. Hello, Mr. Brown. I'm glad you're here. How are you feeling?
Oh, not so good. I can't sleep tonight.
Drinking too much coffee?
No, I can't sleep on account of milk.
Well, gee, if you can't sleep on account of milk, why do you drink it?
Oh, I don't drink it. I deliver it.
Yeah. Well, nice to see you, Mr. Brown. Excuse me now. I've got to start the entertainment. Oh, give me a fanfare, Victor. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming here tonight. We're ready to start our show with Victor Miller and the Sportsmen playing and singing the hit songs from Annie Get Your Gun.
are dumb. Where we come from, they ain't had any heartache. Still, they're happy and deadly, doing what comes naturally. Colts like us could never fuss with spoons and cooked and lines. Still, we come from A to Z, doing what comes naturally.
You don't have to know how to be all right
when you're out with the honey in the pale moonlight.
You don't have to come from a great big town,
not to go picking berries in an evening gown.
That comes naturally. High on the mountain, and ready to ride his day. He signed his checks with Agnes, but the cash is just the same.
They're canceled.
Grandpa did was always sick, but never saw a doctor. He just died at 93, doing what comes naturally.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. With a moon up above, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, so they tell me. I can't recall who said it, I know I never read it, I only know they tell me that love is grand. The thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way. So they say.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a surprise for you. My assistant Zuki has written a special playlet for this occasion. It is his own amusing interpretation of the discovery of America in 1492 by Columbus. In this playlet, I am Columbus, and we have a very special guest who came here just to help us out in the play. So, here we go. Take it away, Victor.
It is the year 1492. Our hero Columbus and his weary men are approaching the shores of America. History is in the making.
Columbus, look! It's land! It's land!
Pardon me, I thought you said ham. How much can you act? So it is, land.
And hush them. We are approaching the shore.
Columbus, someone's coming over here. It looks like an Indian.
Yes. Aye. He looks ferocious. I better advance first and sound out. Greetings, noble warrior.
How do you do?
You are an Indian?
I am Gordon Gishi Gunya. Well, I look like Mickey Rear.
I thought that Indians wore feathers.
You want an Indian or a chicken?
Indian, you speak English very well.
That is most correctical. You see, when I was born, I was very young.
How unique.
I was such an itchy-bitchy kitty. Everybody came from miles around to look on my puss. Of course, the odds were against me. Because nobody could tell what I was.
Well, what happened?
And would you believe it? Till this very day, nobody discovered. Anyway, let's not waste any time. I'm an Indian, and I got a messenger, and I'm an Indian messenger, and I'm coming to school. I have a very big letter for you, sir.
A letter, aye. Say, what's that papoose on your back?
He handles the bus gun.
What's your name, Indian?
Me?
Ugh. And what's your name, little papoose?
Me, Ugh Junior.
Little beaver. Redskin, can you find us a place to rest?
Are you kidding? It's impossible to find a wigwam these days.
Are you a veteran? A veteran? What's that?
That's a man who's looking for a place to live.
Well, anyway, Indian, can you tell where North is?
Most of course. It's very simple. You see, we Indians have a system. First you pick, you put your finger up like this. Like this. Then you wet the point like this. And as the wind is blowing from the east, you've got to be careful you don't catch pneumonia. Because if you are catching pneumonia, you are going west, young man. And this means the north and the south will have nothing to do with you. Of course, this every Indian knows. You see what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Now explain it to me.
Well, anyway, you brought me a letter. What does it say?
White man must stop stealing Indians' land. Yours very truly, Iroquois Real Estate Company.
Well, Indian, go back to your chief and tell him we are here to stay.
Okay. But I warn you, if you are still here at 9 o'clock, we will make big war. Remember, the battle begins at 9 sharp. If I'm not back, go by yourself.
Vespucho.
Yes, Columbus.
I'm afraid. This is going to throw a terrible fear into the men. They're all worried.
Worried? Tell them not to lose their heads.
That's what they're worried about.
And there, boys.
Hey, wait a minute, Eddie. You're not due back here until 9 o'clock.
I just came back to remind you we're on daylight saving time.
Columbus, what time is it?
It's 9 o'clock. In our glass, drip.
Columbus, this is no time to joke. The Indians are coming and the men are too afraid to fight.
Then you can't let history down.
The eyes of the world are upon us. In Spain, they're saying we're discoverers of a new nation. In England, they're saying we're men of iron. In France, they're calling us brave defenders of the world of tomorrow.
What do you hear from Brooklyn?
Stand back, everybody. It's the Indian.
Who's an Indian? I'm Jesse James.
Want to know something? You sound just like the Indian.
Well, what do you want, Jesse James?
I came here to help you build a railroad.
Why are you so interested in building a railroad?
I got the hold-up concession.
Look out, the Indians are shooting.
That's very funny. That's very funny.
What's very funny?
There were no guns in 1492.
Say, you're right. They used a bow and arrow.
That's better.
They got me. They got me. Gosh, one tip and it hits you in five places.
It's something new. An atomic arrow. Oh, I'm dying. Partner, I'm dying.
You're dying?
I'm dying. I'm going to join Cleopatra. I'm going to join Salome. I'm going to join Madame Pompadour.
But you're dying. What are you so happy about?
Silly boy.
Now, because of you, the community chest benefit tonight was a tremendous success. You were wonderful, darling.
Well, Zuki had a lot to do with this. His play was really fun. And Betty, you were swell to help, too.
Oh, I was glad to help, Mel, and so was everybody else.
Gosh, I'm awfully glad. It's wonderful when people help each other out. That's what the community chest is for. Remember, folks, don't give till it hurts. Give till you feel good. Good night, folks.
Everybody, to remind you, the Colgate Tooth Powder is a recipe that keeps it hard to raise you to the Mel Blanc Show every Tuesday at this time. Be sure to join us again next Tuesday night for more fun with Mel and the people you'll meet in Mel Blanc's Fix-It Shop.